Dictation for Jean Gawart, Totro Fuente dictating, and today is June 12th. Mrs. Gawart, G-O-W-A-R-D, Jean, June 2641, new dialysis here in Alma. Her primary care locates at St. Charles here in Michigan, diagnosed with liver cirrhosis encephalopathy back in January. There has been progressive renal failure, probably hepatorenal, requiring dialysis because of encephalopathy. Was briefly on nursing home, presently lives at home in company of a cousin. Daughter, which is 1 hour away, is visiting to participate in this encounter. Has a tunnel dialysis catheter. Slowly appetite has improved. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Takes lactulose, aiming for 3 bowel movements a day, no blood melena, small amount of urine without cloudiness or blood, prior edema resolved with dialysis. According to daughter, she was like 50 pounds or more volume overload, no ulcerations, claudications, no major neuropathy, no oxygen, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. No inhalers or CPAP machine. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, obesity, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Cirrhosis, question related to fatty liver, encephalopathy. No documented portal hypertension, ascites, peritonitis, no documented enlargement of the spleen, apparently never had an EGD or documented esophageal varices. There has been anemia, but not sure about blood transfusion. She denies coronary artery disease or heart problems, no TAS or stroke, no deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism, no peripheral vascular disease. She is not aware of blood protein in the urine. Was not aware of kidney problems until just recently, over the last 6 months, when liver develops. Next paragraph, denies smoking alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, medications presently include Bumex, folic acid, lactulose, thyroid, midodrine, vitamins needs to be started. She's taking none. Not taking any phosphorus binders. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral bunion, tubal ligation, trauma requiring surgery, bilateral wrist with compromise of nerve structures. However, motor strength is normal. Dialysis catheter. Tonsils. Next paragraph on physical exam. Awake, alert, or intestine 4, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no palpable neck masses, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, no palpable masses, no varicose veins, no palpable liver, minimal edema, non-focal, no asterixis, Next paragraph. Pressing weight down to 77. Came to dialysis at 83 a few weeks ago. Tolerating fluid removal. Blood pressure runs normal low in the 100s to 120s over 50s. He's been dialyzing for 3.5 hours, dialysis catheter. Creatinine at 5.19, has not recovered kidney function, BUN in the 90s, KTB 1.21. Most recent hemoglobin 11, iron levels are pending. A1C less than 4.6, potassium 4.4, normal bicarbonate, low albumin 2.8, high phosphorus 6.2, normal calcium, PTH 202, normal bicarbonate. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient likely has hepatorenal end-stage renal disease. Her liver problems appears to be related from metabolic associated hepatitis, prior encephalopathy, as indicated before, no other complications from liver cirrhosis. The few records available, it shows imaging for liver cirrhosis, but no other associated abdominal abnormalities. Technically, she is still in a period of time that kidney function could improve. I believe it is probably unlikely. We need to start preparing for the possibility that she needs dialysis on the long term. Patient is aware of the different modalities, including in-center dialysis, home peritoneal dialysis, home hemodialysis. Patient and daughter are presently not interested on AV fistula. They would like to proceed with PD catheter. We need to assess if she's a good candidate. I believe she is. Presently shows good insight and cognitive functions. She will need to be in charge of this. Family thought that nurses will be able to come to home to do dialysis. That's not the case. We discussed we always would like to have an AV fistula as a backup. We discussed the present dialysis, aiming for removal of toxins with corrected clearance for body size and sex of 1.2 minimum, 1.3 optimal. We discussed about diet, phosphorus binders, anemia management, potential iron replacement, the needs of vitamins, blood pressure runs low as expected for liver abnormalities. She is going to move her care to ALMA. We'll need to get a new primary care. I encourage to follow with liver specialists at Covenant Hospital in Saginaw. I mentioned that there is this program PACE that can provide all care from home. All questions answered. This visit was done in the presence of nurse coordinator, social worker, nutritionist. End of dictation.